children are going to sing a couple Christmas songs for us during the offertory. You're going to get to see them come up front for a skit, and we're just going to have a fun morning. We have a few announcements. As you can see, on this fifth Sunday of the month, we're having a food drive for the Blessing Box. So we've learned over the past year and a half that the food insecurity is just much higher than we imagined here in Holly Grove. And so the Blessing Box has been utilized heavily, and it's more than just a couple of families each month can keep up with. So we want to make it more of a congregational effort. We've cleaned out the back bedroom at the office complex, and that's going to be an area where we keep all of this extra food so that those who are helping with the Blessing Box each month have additional resources and things to put back there. So for the foreseeable future, as long as there is a fifth Sunday of the month, we're going to have a food drive and we'll offer up different things that we're needing. And it's possible that if we need other things in between that, that we will let you know. Let's see. Oh, yes, the upcoming edition of the newsletter is going to be filled with a few articles about the Blessing Box and information about what kind of foods are most in need if you want to contribute. Joe Hedrick had a couple of bad falls this week, and so he is actually in the hospital in critical care. They are trying to get to the root of what is causing his legs to give out, and so right now they're really monitoring his heart and running some tests. So if you will hold Joe and Bonnie in your prayers. Carrie Fritz started radiation and chemo this week, and we are really hopeful for his prognosis. If you will hold Carrie and Bobby in your prayers. And Boyd is getting ready to start chemotherapy. And so if you will pray that the chemo works as it should and that his side effects would be minimal so that he can get to feeling better. We would appreciate if you hold Boyd in your prayers. We have a couple of birthdays this week. Actually, Jane D. Bonaventura's birthday is today. Happy birthday, Jane. And Everett Feeney's birthday is in a couple of days. He's going to be 5, a whole handful. And Scott and Judy Black have an anniversary this week. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts, may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us now prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude. Please stand. Let us read responsively the call to worship. Jesus came as a baby in a manger. Jesus came in a lowly stable. Shepherds brought their worship. Angels sang his praise. Magi brought their gifts. What shall we do? Either one you want. Yes. And if you'll light the 2 altar candles, and then we are going to light the big candle by the pulpit today.
So which one do I do first?
Do the altar candles first.
The 2 ones over there?
Yes, sir. Got it?
Thank you.
Is this not working? Okay, let's get you the other. Here we go. This one's got plenty. Oh, instead of a typical sermon, a couple of our confirmands and I are going to do a Christmas skit for you and for the children. So at this time, we'd like to invite all the children forward. And straight from Camp Agape, the Agape Players. Got your mic? Okay. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Well, today the three of us are going to do a little skit for you, but we're going to need your help. So each of us on the back of our binders has a little picture. So Rosala is going to be Mary, Maddie is going to be Joseph, and I'm going to be a shepherd. So when I hold up my binder like this and show you this sheep, I need you to say, "Baa, baa." When Rosala holds up her binder and shows you this angel, we need you to say, "Amen, amen." And when Maddie holds up her binder and shows you these cows, guess what we need you to say? Moo. Moo. Okay, let's practice. Amen, amen. Okay, one more time. Let's try it out of order. Okay, here we go.
I just want to repeat this line over and over.
Bethlehem is so crowded. All these people are here to be counted. All these people are descendants of David, just like me.
Moo!
And yes, there are a lot of animals too. Mary and I knocked on a dozen of doors, but no one had room where we could spend the night. I'm so glad that the last innkeeper we spoke to said we could stay in the stable. It's certainly not ideal, but it's better than sleeping outside. You donkeys, cows, and camels don't mind if we stay here with you, do you?
Moo!
I'm so tired. It was such a long trip from Nazareth to Bethlehem, over 70 miles. My feet are sore from so much walking. Mary must be exhausted. She's about to have a baby, you know. At least she didn't have to walk the whole way and was able to ride on you donkey.
Moo!
It was such a long journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem, and you think I would be tired, but instead I'm bursting with God news. My spirit is rejoicing in the God.
Amen!
But it has been a long journey. When the angel first showed up, I was so scared. I was terrified. But he said, "Do not be afraid." He called me the favored one and told me I would have a baby, the Son of God. I love the Lord and want to serve God. So I said, "I'm your servant. Let it be with me according to your word."
Amen.
God looked upon me with favor, and what God had done for me will never be forgotten. I am blessed. And this child, not just any child, but the Son of God, the great and mighty Son of the Most High, God is surely good.
Amen. Look at my hands. I'm still trembling from what we saw tonight. Now, don't pretend that you weren't scared too. In all my years of working out here in the fields, taking care of you sheep, I've never seen anything like that before. I've seen thunderstorms, sandstorms, hailstorms, but nothing like this. First, one angel appeared. I've never seen an angel before. It was terrifying. But then he said, "Don't be afraid." And he told us that the Messiah would be born tonight. In Bethlehem. Bethlehem, this little one donkey town of all places. And then the angel said that we would recognize the Messiah because he would be wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. A manger, you know, where they put food for cows and donkeys? Oh, are you hungry? How can you think about food at a time like this? Here, have some grass. Seemed kind of weird to me that the Messiah would be born in a stable in Bethlehem and not one of those big fancy palaces in Jerusalem where the temple is, but hey, if I wasn't going to argue with that angel or with any of the angels when they showed up praising God, They filled the entire sky. And when they sang, I had never heard anything like it. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth.
Look at Mary. This is her first baby, you know, and yet she is so calm and confident.
Moo!
Me? I'm a wreck. I'm not ready to raise a child, and certainly not this child. This is no ordinary child.
Moo!
This child is one the angel told me about in the dream, the one where to name Jesus, because he is going to save his people from their sins. This child will be called Emmanuel, which means God is with us.
Moo!
How am I going to raise a child? I'm a carpenter. I can teach him to use a saw and a hammer and to make chairs and tables, but I don't know about the rest of the stuff. All I do know is when this baby is born, everything will change.
Moo!
With this baby, God is performing a mighty act.
Amen!
God is doing a new thing.
Amen!
God has remembered the promises he made to our ancestors, Sarah and Abraham. God is so faithful.
Amen.
God is bringing down the powerful and lifting up the poor. God is filling the hungry with wonderful things.
Amen. I wonder, could this baby, the one being born tonight, could he be the Messiah that Isaiah wrote about? Oh, who's Isaiah? You know Isaiah, the prophet. He wrote that the people who have walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in deep darkness, on them a light has shined. And you know what else he wrote? A shoot shall come out of the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of its roots. Oh, who's Jesse, you ask? Well, Jesse was King David's father, and King David was the greatest king Israel ever had. And Bethlehem is the city of David. The Messiah is coming tonight.
I think tonight's the night.
Oh my gosh, tonight is the night.
Tonight's the night. Moo, moo, ba, ba. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign.
I'm terrified.
He told me I would conceive a child.
Look, the young woman is with child.
The Son of the Most High.
And shall bear a son.
And I will name him Jesus.
And shall name him Emmanuel.
We are not ready for a child. It cannot be tonight.
God promises great things.
Oh, something is different tonight.
The Son of God.
God always keeps God's promises.
God, I'm not ready.
The Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him.
God embraced his chosen child, Israel.
I have to raise a child?
And piled on the mercies.
Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them a light has shined.
I am your servant, Lord.
The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him.
Let it be according to your will.
Everything will change tonight.
Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord.
Everything has changed. Nothing will be the same.
It's exactly what God promises, beginning with Abraham to his descendants forever.
A child has been born for us.
For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named
Beautiful,
Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father,
Emmanuel,
Prince of Peace,
Jesus.
Everything has changed. Nothing will be as it was.
Moo, moo.
Glory to God in the highest, in heaven and on earth.
Amen, amen. It truly is a good night. Thank you for coming up. You may
Thank
go
you.
Back to your seats. let us adore him. Oh. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you. I invite you to share Christ's peace with those around you. Okay, now it's going to be peace, sweet boy. It's going to be time for the offering. Okay. Will the children please come forward to sing our VBS songs? And will you get the, here, you sing, I'll get the offering plates.
Okay. God of wonder, we offer you these humble gifts, signs of your goodness and mercy. Receive them with our gratitude, that through us all people may know the riches of your love in Jesus. Amen.
Okay. Wait, what do I do? Just wait here. Okay, gotcha. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. This is the Lord's table. Jesus is the host, and we are Christ's guest. Jesus welcomes everyone to come, to eat, to be fed and nourished and forgiven. All are welcome at this table, children and visitors alike. All of who do not wish to have communion may come forward to receive a blessing. We have gluten-free wafers available and grape juice in the center of the communion trays. Come, taste the goodness of the Lord. Please stand for the blessing. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Be near us, Lord Jesus. We ask you to stay close by us forever and love us, we pray. You have fed us with your love, with singing angels. Send us to praise your name and tell the earth his story, that all may know your love, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Go in the peace of the newborn Christ. Thanks be to God.